It's just a short trip up the road for the Cooper Bulldogs to visit hosting Commerce. But the Tigers are hoping it'll be a long night for those Cooper Bulldogs. Both teams starting off their season with a win last week, so it's anybody's game tonight. I'm Matt Minke bringing you highlights from the contest. In the early minutes of the opening quarter, the Bulldogs were on the move into Tiger territory, hot on the scent of a touchdown.
Second and one for Cooper. Commerce 27-yard line. Clock rolling with 6:38. To go first period. Bulldogs, who run from the old-fashioned wing tee, have one man wide to the near side, a wing back right, two running backs, pitch back. DeMarcus Robinson into the secondary, sheds a tackler at the 5-yard line. He's into the end zone. Touchdown, Cooper Bulldogs. 27-yard touchdown run up the middle by DeMarcus Robinson, and Cooper takes a 6-0 lead.
The 6-play, 70-yard drive resulted in the first scoring in the match. With the extra point, the score was Commerce 0, Cooper 7. With 6:30 left in the first quarter. The Tigers went three and out, punted back to Cooper, who grinded their way back to the Commerce red zone with ease against a sluggish Tiger defense, who soon buckled under the pressure.
Third down and three. Ball's on the far hash mark, open field to the near side, wing back left, two running backs behind the quarterback, Casey Leatherwood. Pitch back to Marcus Robinson. Hole opens up on the left side. Robinson strolls in for the Cooper touchdown.
With another extra point through the uprights, the score became Commerce 0, Cooper 14 late in the first quarter. Then in the second quarter, the Bulldogs' alpha status continued to climb as the Commerce Tigers struggled to get their claws into anything.
Leatherwood takes the snap, pitches back. Jeremy Mims has a hole up the middle, sheds a tackler at the 15-yard line. Stumbles inside the 10 to the 9-yard line. First and goal, Cooper Bulldogs.
But the Cooper Bulldogs just continuing to roll.
23 yards on the gain to Jeremy Mims. Cooper first and goal at the Commerce 9. Moving to the north end zone. Pitch back, Mims, hole up the middle, cuts back, goal line, touchdown.
This extra point missed the mark. It was Commerce 0, Cooper 20. Boy, the Bulldogs really had the Tigers' number coming into this game, thwarting Commerce's every attempt to get on the board in the first half. That is, until a fake punt duped the Dogs.
Now this is going to be a fake. Sam Wells going to keep it himself, and he picks up the first down.
Followed by another Commerce gain with only 20 seconds left in the half.
Sam Wells takes the snap in the pistol, rolling out to his left, the left-hander passing, and it is complete. And that is Demetric Jennings, who makes the catch, breaking tackles inside the 30-yard line.
There were no Commerce timeouts remaining, and the clock was stopped at 0.9 seconds left in the first half.
From the Cooper 27-yard line, snap to Wells. The left-hander looking right, passing over the middle. He's got DeLance Sharp, touchdown! DeLance Sharp makes the catch at the 5, eludes a tackler, goes in. 6 points for the orange and black.
Ooh, not enough to get him on top, but boy, does it help to go into halftime without a big goose egg on the board. Going into the locker room at halftime, Commerce 7, Cooper 20. Cooper received the kickoff to start the second half and continued to utilize an all-run game, foregoing passes in favor of big gains on the ground.
Bulldogs have yet to throw a pass in the ballgame. Casey Leatherwood, the center. Pitch back, and it goes to Mims. He's shedding tacklers up the middle. Still on his feet as he crosses the 15-yard line, all the way to the 12-yard line, first down and 10 for Cooper. 15 yards on the gain, Jeremy Mims. First down at the Commerce 12, pitch back Mims. Going right, cuts it back, sheds tacklers as he's down to the 5-yard line. Tigers right now just do not have an answer for Jeremy Mims, or really any of the Cooper Bulldog ball carriers. Bulldogs, two tight ends, wing right, pitch back Mims, going right, sheds a tackler in the backfield. He's at the line of scrimmage, close to the goal line. Run out of bounds over on the far side. Apparently, he did not get in. Bulldogs at the line of scrimmage. Power formation. Running play straight ahead. It is a touchdown. And this is Colby Early, his first carry of the night for the Bulldogs. 190-pound, 5'10", junior.
After that TD, it was Commerce 7, Cooper 26, with 8.5 minutes left in the third quarter. Later, in the waning seconds of the third, Cooper went off to the races again.
Bulldogs up to the line, first down and 10 at the Commerce 43-yard line as J.J. Prothrow leaves the field on his own power. Pitch back up the middle. There he goes again. Jeremy Mims spinning away from tacklers at the 20-yard line, inside the 15, inside the 10, down at the 13-yard line of the Commerce Tigers, 30 yards on the gain to Jeremy Mims.
followed by sealing the deal.
Casey Leatherwood has him at the line of scrimmage. Pitch back. Jeremy Mims hit in the backfield. Breaks a tackle. Stumbles across the goal line. Another touchdown for the Cooper Bulldogs.
The two-point conversion attempt was good. Score Commerce 7, Cooper 34 early in the fourth quarter. Then there was 8:45 to go in the game. The Tigers threatening to close the gap.
Two in the slot, two wide. Tigers in the pistol. Wells takes the snap from Martinez. The left-hander in trouble. Passing over the middle. And he's got Jaston Wilson inside the five-yard line down at the one. Keep in mind, this is a goal-to-go situation. Wells coming up under center. Takes the snap and the quarterback sneak. And he pushes forward. And touchdown.
The extra point missed the mark. Commerce 13, Cooper 34. Well, look, that helped, but not really enough to make Cooper sweat it, especially after this security TD with 1 minute left in the game.
Pitching back to Strode, and Strode inside the 10-yard line, and he scores standing up. Colton Strode for Cooper.
The extra point was good. Commerce 13, Cooper 41. Just wasn't enough time to make anything else happen. For either team, those would be the final points tallied in this match. Final score, Commerce 13, Cooper 41. The Bulldogs of Cooper turning out to be a force to be reckoned with this 2013 football season. Tigers just going to have to put this one behind them. They've got a record of 1-1. And their next opponents will be the Princeton Panthers, coming to Memorial Stadium next Friday night with a kickoff at 7:30. We'll have that game for you live here on KETR, alongside the Big Friday Night Scoreboard program, bringing you score updates from around the region. I'm Matt Minke. Thanks for listening to the highlights on 88.9 KETR.